So one of the things that I do there is I go to high school basketball games, which I guess you could tell maybe from that song. People are like, why are you doing this? You know, it's like, well, you know, when I'm in New York, I go to the Garden, I see the Knicks, you know. It's like, whatever the game is, you know. It's the only game in town, so I go, you know. And I started traveling even, you know. I go to away games. Drive 2.5 hours through the desert, through the mountains, you know. Get there early for like a C game. You know, and then be scouting the JV and except I almost stopped going. Of course, you know, I wasn't gonna, but I was so mad one night. So I went up to Bernalillo, you know, which was, you know, the best team in the conference. And they had the best player in the state. But he got in serious foul trouble. So like after, you know, maybe 15 minutes, you know, he had 4 fouls, and, you know, he fouled out with 5. So he was pretty much done for the game. And it was like, we can steal this game. We can win this game in their gym, you know. But the coach took that moment, that night, to, like, send a message to his players. And nobody knew what the message was, except he sat down 2 of his 3 best players pretty much for the whole game. And, you know, we were just like, you know, just going. Anyway. It's like, you know how it is. You're so mad, you don't know what to do. And I was driving home then, you know, and it was snowing, and I was really pissed. And I was like, God. And I was like, oh, I know. I'll write a protest song. That's what I do. So this is called Protest Song. Why won't Coach Romero play Bauer and Filosa along with Roman Sanchez? They're the best on the team. Filosa is the one who gets all the rebounds. Bauer pops the threes and can jump out of the gym. Put your best guys out on the floor. It's the only chance the team has this year. So come on, Coach Romero, play Bauer. Calling talk radio 24 hours a day, saying, why won't Coach Romero play Bauer and Filosa? The Post and Daily News would call for his head. I'm not saying that New York is fair. They booed Mike Piazza when he went there. But at least if this was New York, they'd tell Coach Romero, put Bauer and Filosa out on the floor. Jackson suddenly decided not to start Kobe, not to start Shaq. There would be an outcry, there would be a scandal. Everyone would jump on Phil Jackson's back. The starting five without Bauer and Filosa helps Warriors and Spartans, Pirates and Indians, licking their chops and biding their time with Bauer and Filosa. Next year, Coach Romero, when you play Socorro or Bernalillo, Grants to La Rosa, you'll call a timeout, you'll scratch your head, and you'll scan your bench for Bauer and Filosa. But they'll be gone to the cap and the gown, sir. No more 40, no 32. So come on, Coach Romero.